This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Come to the air with breaking news here today. I actually intended to do breaking news before this breaking news superseded that breaking news. You follow that, Todd? So we have breaking news on top of breaking news, I guess, is what we have on the program. And I don't know which two of you are going to play the breaking news theme first, Kevin or Todd, but I know we'll hear it at some point here this morning. Now, I guess I have to call this the serious breaking news. Right out of the news. The other one is a little more tongue-in-cheek breaking news. Can you have categories to breaking news, Todd?
Well, of course.
Important and really important.
We've got to be prepared properly here, so yeah.
So I'm looking at a press release issued moments ago from the Secret Service. It says the Secret Service has intercepted two suspicious packages addressed to Secret Service protectees. Late on October 23rd, that'd be last night, the Secret Service recovered a single package addressed to former First Lady Hillary Clinton in Westchester County, New York. Early this morning, that'd be October 24th, a second package addressed to the residence of former President Barack Obama was intercepted by Secret Service personnel in Washington, D.C. The packages were immediately identified during routine mail screening procedures as potential explosive devices and were appropriately handled as such. The protectees did not receive the packages, nor were they at risk of receiving them. The Secret Service has initiated a full-scope criminal investigation that will leverage all available federal, state, and local resources to determine the source of the packages and identify those responsible. Now, while much of the media are reporting these as bombs at this point, that's what they do, see, because they have to tamp down this whole idea that the mobs are from the left and the people that create jobs are on the right. You know, so you either vote jobs or mobs, right? And that has been taking off, which does make me just a teeny, weeny, weeny little bit suspicious about these suspicious packages. First of all, let me say unequivocally, if anyone is trying to do harm to Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama for whatever reason, politically motivated or not, it's sick, disgusting, awful, terrible, and these people should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. But I'd say the same for anybody doing this to try and make a political point. And the reason I'm suspicious, George Soros, remember that? They had a little package of George Soros' pad. Kind of has a little, was it a Rambler, Todd? Looked like a one-story, I don't know about that whole gate thing getting into the Rambler, but yeah. George's little place there in New York, it's just kind of like a postage stamp in size. Soros, not that we have any ill will for anyone who, has a nice home or has had success in their life. You just wish it would not come at the expense of being the left-wing radical that George Soros is. But anyway, so they found one at his home, and then they found one out of the Clintons. And again, it wasn't at the Clintons yet, because the Clintons don't get mail unless the Secret Service looks at it. Barack Obama doesn't get mail unless the Secret Service looks at it. Neither does Donald Trump. That's kind of part of the deal. Anybody that would send these would know that, okay? They'd know that a package is not going to be sent to Hillary Clinton, and that, UPS man drops it on the front step, somebody rings the doorbell, she goes to get it. Yeah, it just doesn't work like that. So I'm a little suspicious. This is a weird October surprise to make it look like, evil conservative Republicans are trying to blow up Bill and Hillary Clinton and Barack and Michelle Obama. Am I wrong? I don't know. Is anybody else just a teeny, weeny, weeny, little, tiny, minuscule bit suspicious? Kevin and Todd are very quiet today. They're giving me nothing on the suspicious scale. Maybe I'm on an island here. I know what I'll do. I'll go to the cocoon of our fine listeners. the greatest audience on the face of the earth. They can share their views with me at 701-258-0550, 701-258-0550, the local telephone number. You can text Todd, 701-226-8503. He shares your text with me. I share my text with him. So it's all in the family. 701-367-2054 for moi. That'd be me. 701-367-2054. This is the program we call What's On Your Mind, because we want to know whether you call those numbers, whether you text those numbers, whether you email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Just tell us what's on your mind. The other breaking news, did we find a breaking news sounder yet?
Oh, you know what? I did find it. That's what I was doing.
Did you? Yeah.
Actually, I wanted you to have a...
Yeah,
say,
okay,
we're
okay,
busy kind of doing our...
You want to hear the breaking news? There we go.
That's pretty good. Todd, what do you have to contribute?
Well, I've got the other breaking news one.
Okay, good. I like both of those. So, yeah, that's the first one.
Okay.
That was the one on the Secret Service. Now for the next one. Here you go, ladies and gentlemen. Breaking news.
Come on, Todd. Come on. There you go.
There it is, yeah. Is that Pac-Man? Is that
yeah, Pac-Man? Yes.
So here's the Pac-Man breaking news, brought to you by Pac-Man, greatest game ever. Hillary, I'm sorry, Heidi Heitkamp. How do I get those two mixed up? Heidi Heitkamp is still a liberal. There's my other breaking news. Heidi Heitkamp is still a liberal.
How is that breaking news?
Well, evidently, I mean, Sean Hannity was hyping it all day yesterday and put it on his TV show.
Right.
And we have a video out. And have you seen the video of the undercover video?
Posted it on our KPI Radio Facebook. And yeah.
Hey. Yeah. Okay, so here's...
By the way, her people had pledged to have her on with me tomorrow afternoon on K-Fire, and now I'm not hearing anything back from them all week, so I'm thinking that's not going to happen.
Because you can ask her about why
nice
she hasn't contacted
her. Nice try, Todd, but that didn't happen.
You could ask her why she hasn't contacted people on that list. I mean, there are people that she herself has said have been wronged by her campaign. Wouldn't you then... not just get on the radio and say they've been wrong, but actually contact them and have a dialogue with them and apologize to them directly, and we're going to reach out, and nada. Hasn't happened. Not for a few, anyway, that we're hearing from. So you could ask her that. You could also ask her about, this little video, because her staffers evidently have an idea that she's going to go a different direction if reelected than she's telling us. Now, let's listen to this. Listen very closely, folks.
After the election, if and when she gets reelected, she's going to be super liberal.
Maybe she wins by 20 points, and she's like, okay, maybe I can be a little more progressive.
Yeah.
If the country moved further to the west,
yeah,
she would move to the west.
Yeah.
Like, I think if we had a Democratic Senate, she would vote for more policies that you see more Democrats.
Yeah.
She's like, the stuff that I'm being a little safe on now, she'd probably be a little bolder about it.
If there's a blue wave in November, I'm sure that her voting record will shift a lot. We'll shift away from the presidency.
I don't like that you took the Obama poster down.
Oh,
that one was. That's one of my favorite pictures ever.
I know, it's because the press was here.
See that? Yeah. Did you hear that last one? He says, I don't like that she took the Obama poster down. And the staffer, female staffer, says, "Well, the press was here. That's when we take it down."
Why would you do that?
Well, because they don't want anybody to know they're with Obama.
Yeah.
Remember?
Wow. Like, that would be a shocker. Come on.
Obama's amazing. But I thought the real telling stuff in there was, after the election, she's going to be super liberal. Super liberal. This was a guy by the name of Jesse Overton. I don't remember his title. Do you remember his title? He was, one of these. Well, they were all staffers that you're hearing. One is a staff assistant to the senator. And this other fellow, I don't know what he is. It doesn't matter. But they work for, they're on the payroll of the Senator Heidi Heitkamp.
Their assistants, yeah.
Saying she'd be super liberal. You know, after the election, she'd be super liberal. Another one says, she just goes where the country goes. The country goes left, she'll go left. You know, Democrats win big, and then she'd move away from the president. Oh, okay, thank you. Thank you for the enlightenment from the staff of Senator Heidi Heitkamp. Now, it is staff. It isn't her. I'll say that. But... you know, maybe one of these two were the ones that got fired. We still don't know who supposedly got fired for the names being released. But
I thought that was going to finally come out last night. That's what I was waiting for.
Yeah. Another debate on Friday. Maybe that'll be it. John in South Dakota, what's on your mind?
Hey, I want to talk about these supposed explosive packages.
Yeah, lay it on me. What do you think?
Well, first off, I'm skeptical of anything the left reports. Second of all, I really hope that they didn't happen. I mean, I can understand why someone would try to with George Soros, but I want these people, after the election, hopefully that we keep control. We bring these people up on charges of sedition, and especially Hillary Clinton with all she's done, and I want them to live a long life in a jail cell watching this country get great again and everything that they tried to do to this country turned around and thrown in their face.
Very, very interesting point, John. I hear you all the way, and I appreciate you sharing your comment. Let's keep it, I don't know what happened here, and if it is, in fact, a bomb, like they're saying it's a bomb, that's brutal. That's awful. On the other hand, would Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Michelle Obama stand for very different from the vast majority of North Dakota, there's no doubt about it. But let's separate those two. We'll see what happens here. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters in Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hammond. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City, Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with Tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters in Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in.
in the Wind. Where'd this come from?
Blowing the most likely wind. Music on this show, is it?
That's a Kramer campaign picking out our bumper songs now, talking about the Heidi Camp or what the heck's going on.
That's exactly what it is.
Blowing in the Wind.
Heidi's political compass.
Is that right? Yeah, okay. Well, that can't be. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking at this video from Veritas and James O'Keefe. Here's one I didn't mention before that's in the video. I'm gonna read this. Along with you'll hear it in the background, but so you can see this. So one staffer says, okay, maybe she wins by 20 points. Well, that would be a polling like miracle of all miracles, wouldn't it? Go from 16 down to winning by 20 points. Maybe she wins by 20 points. Okay, then what happens? And she says, okay, maybe now I can be a little more progressive. If the country moves farther to the left, she'll move to the left. Wait a minute. Don't you take a stand, say who you are, say what you believe, not based on the whims of, this or that, right? That's your compass. Who are you? What's the deal? That seems a little odd. And another staffer, Sam Ammon, is her name, field organizer for Senator Heitkamp. Let's see what she says here as well. She has more to say about this. This is really, really something, folks. All right, so can you hear this? If the country moves farther to the left, she'll move to the left. Got it. So she's going to vote against the wall. I would assume so, Sam says. She better. She's like, the stuff that I'm being a little safe on now, she'd probably be a little bolder about. These are staffers. We get the Senate back, then he's President Trump. Hey, impeachment word. Impeachment word. Yeah. We'll impeach him. I don't hear her talk a lot about that. I hear her talk about how much she likes President Trump and can work with him. But the staffers say she's saying she'll impeach him. Can't make it up, folks. Can't make it up. I'd rather think about things more pleasant, like a really good deal on a truck. That's more pleasant, isn't it? Yeah, much more pleasant. Friends, time for a little Wednesday Wheels here for you. Brought to you by Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City. We love taking a look at their wheels. Best deals on the Northern Plains. Two stores, Bismarck, Valley City. And this one's at Valley City. I know you'll find this a shock, but it's a one-owner local trade. Most of them are. They're famous for that at Pucklett. 2015 GMC Sierra 1500 Crew Cab. It's got the SLE package. Color is really unique, sharp. Burnt orange metallic finish. Jumps out, looks nice. The owner says he's never had a truck that people come up to out of the blue and compliment him on like this one. And how about this? Despite it being a 2015, that owner drove it 31,000 miles, is all. Local one-owner trade. It's on the lot now, 31995. You tell him you heard about it? What's on your mind? Scott and Todd sent you. Save another $1,000, 30,857. 30,857. PucklettsValleyCity.com. Check it out. Or stop by the showroom, better yet, 721 West Main in Valley City. And they're, of course, in Bismarck as well. Pucklett, North Dakota's home for Chevy. Let's get back to the phones and find out what's on the mind of our fine listeners, like Jim in Bismarck. Jim, go ahead. Jim, are you there? Kind of sound like Jim hung up. Yeah, Jim went to the dark side. Jim in Fargo. Try Jim in Fargo.
Yes.
Hi, Jim.
Yes, yeah. I got a letter from Senator Heitkamp, two pages on why she couldn't vote for Kavanaugh. Most pathetic gibberish I ever seen. And the other thing I wanted to bring up is, Chuck Schumer must have given her press special permission to run that ad where her sister talks about that adopt out. Because they should play that along with, is this Heitkamp or is it her high-fiving Chuck Schumer when she went for late-term abortions?
Yeah, although I was glad, honestly, that's the one ad I didn't mind. I actually thought, that's kind of cool. Obviously, true story. Clearly, she's concerned about the fact that North Dakota is a majority pro-life state, and she's been radical, in funding Planned Parenthood and pro-abortion. Really, really, really bad. Militant. This is why she did high-five him. But at least, now they're celebrating a life in the family, and she helped, and that's great. I thought it was good. I thought it was, it tells you she's a little worried about her positions, Jim. That's what my takeaway is.
Well, yeah, she can't be honest about anything. That's what it tells me. Her honesty is, she makes Bill Clinton look honest, and that's a task.
You know, what really makes me mad is making other people dishonest. And there's a new ad out today that Center High Camp is doing and dragging some family from Colfax into it to, I'll play it for you and you can hear it and see what you think.
Hi, I'm Blaine, and this is Owen. When he was born, he spent the first year of his life in the hospital, so he'll always have pre-existing conditions. It's why I don't understand why Kevin Cramer voted against protections for people like Owen.
No, that's just a blatant lie, okay? They're trying to use the Obamacare fiasco, a fiasco of their making. The Democrats screwed up, you know, Obamacare. They screwed up health care. They screwed up insurance rates. They screwed everything up. Because they wanted single payer and they were trying to do it half. And so in the process of that, to say, I don't want Obamacare, but I do want the good stuff. Now they're able to have people like this Blaine Comer have his son Owen on a video, which is, in my mind, sad. Because they've been given information that leads them to believe that that's true. That's why they're saying it. I don't blame the Comers. I blame the Heitkamp campaign. But it continues.
Or why Mr. Cramer supports the trade war. It's costing farmers like me a lot of money.
So, again, this is good rhetoric. If he supports the trade war, why did he testify before the USTR as the only Republican or Democrat member of Congress to do so and say tariffs are bad? The person who supports the trade war in this battle is Heidi Heitkamp. Because, A, she's done nothing about it. Claims to be for farmers. Why don't you open up more markets? Why don't you get them a better deal? When they get jammed in these trade deals, why don't you make noise about it? Nothing happens. All talk, no action. Donald Trump gets in. Arguably, he's using tariffs to try and get a better deal, and it's worked now for 88% of where our products go from farmers, Canada or Mexico. It worked. It was successful. The quote-unquote Cramer trade war worked. Ah. How many people pay attention to these ads? I don't know. I don't know how many pay attention, but I hope they do, because there is a lot of smelly stuff. Jim in Bismarck, call back now. Jim, we got you now. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello, sir.
I called earlier, and when I heard my name, I turned off the phone instead of turning off the speaker on the phone.
Well, it happens.
Yeah.
Here.
I encourage everybody to help somebody to vote, help them get their ID, or help them so they can vote this time. If they don't ordinarily vote, you may actually be helping yourself to another vote. You may double your vote.
It's a good point. Even reaching out saying, hey, are you going to vote? You know, do you need any help? I mean, because some people feel overwhelmed by it. They don't get all the issues. I've had a ton of people call me, and it's wonderful. I've done this on election day where people say, okay, here, can you help me? I'm going to write these down when I go in. Or people with absentee ballots. And people you trust, if you say, hey, I'm happy to help you in any way, and I'll walk through the issues for you, you know, then it can be helping them. Great idea, Jim. This is where you got to leave everything on the mat. Everything on the mat, folks, as those good wrestlers would say. A lot of character in every wrestler I know, I'll tell you that, in this election. Appreciate that tip, Jim. Thanks. More coming up. Kevin McCarthy, the majority leader, next.
Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
I've been to Norway. I want to go back to Norway. And when the family says, let's go to Norway, I say we're calling the pro, Carol Juven. How many times have you been to Norway?
174 times.
Holy buckets. And how many people along?
Approximately 49,000 total over the past 50 years.
50 plus years. What are you going to do next? Tell us about some of the trips you have on the docket.
First of all, we have the Norway Luxury Tour number one and number two. And they will be going, of course, in June and July both. And then we have the Best of Norway and the Hallingdal Tour. And, of course, we have a combination of land or cruise.
And we're going to do a trip, and it will be both. We're looking forward to that very much. There's no place on earth like Norway. If folks want to phone you up, what do they call you at?
1-800-343-0093. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Welcome along to beautiful Norway.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump tweeting about immigration laws this morning, saying, quote, for those who want and advocate for illegal immigration, just take a look at what's happened to Europe over the last 5 years. He adds, a total mess. The president comments, as a large caravan of migrants from Central America is on its way north to the U.S. border. Yesterday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo had this message for them.
You will not be successful at getting into the United States illegally.
no matter what.
And the Department of Homeland Security now says it's learned that a new migrant caravan is being organized in El Salvador. Lottery officials in South Carolina have confirmed that a single winning ticket for last night's huge Mega Millions jackpot was sold in their state, but they haven't said what city or town it was sold in. It's good for over $1.5 billion. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
My friends at MBI Energy have a job waiting for you. That's right, they do. And that what a company. One of my favorite things of many about MBI Energy is this training field they have. And the training field, it's acres of training area. And you're out there in a field that's training right near their Belfield location of MBI Energy. But it's recreating the steps that you're at when you're out in the oil field, you know. So it really is, it works amazing, trains people for, they do that, for a couple of weeks or more, and then you're out in the field. Check out the opportunities right now at MBIEnergyServices.com, but they do care about your safety, and training is amazing. Job satisfaction, too, right up there. So, in fact, 2018, best place to work, MBIEnergyServices.com. Welcome to the program, the majority leader of the United States House, Congressman Kevin McCarthy from California. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on the show. And I was just in North Dakota and had a great tour with Kelly Armstrong. Just see a lot of items. It's great to be back in North Dakota. And so I'm sorry I missed you.
Yeah, it would have been nice to see you, but I know you you had a great time here, and I think the fact that you came in to talk about Kelly Armstrong and that House race. We just did a poll to try and find out what's most important for the listeners in the closing 2 weeks here, and came up with the top 15 items that we're going to be hammering on, and it's number 2 and 3 on the race, so it's on the radar for everybody, no doubt about it. What do you think of Kelly?
I think Kelly is amazing. I mean, okay, first, Kevin does an amazing job, Kramer, and I think he's going to be a tremendous senator. I know that race is less than 2 weeks away, just like Kelly's, but Kelly has all the background. Being in the state legislature, you know his ability there. Being a business individual, knowing how to make arguments. But the part I admire most is his character. I watched him as we did this tour going throughout. His willingness to listen but understand what the problem is and fight to solve it. We went to a number of different businesses listening to what the challenges were and what the success has been with the current tax cut. So, I was excited, and I'm excited to see the changes downtown in Fargo. My gosh, very impressive. I hadn't been there in a couple of years, but a lot of change in a short amount of time.
It's our little slice of cosmopolitan, which is, a neat restaurant, a place to buy something unique, that kind of stuff. It's fun. It is, no doubt about it, and really amazing things going on down there. The company formerly run by our governor, who's now our governor, so he doesn't have time to run those. But I know you've met Doug Burgum is building a skyscraper down there, so we will have the tallest building in North Dakota. So there you go.
You know, I saw that hole that they were building to put the foundation in, and pretty impressive. And now I've been there many times because my district is an oil community. Now my county used to be the highest producing in oil by county in the lower 48, and you had surpassed us a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
So now we're number two. North Dakota took us over.
And that's because your oil is politically inaccessible these days, right?
Well, you know what? A lot of that is the case. And I see the common sense legislation that you have in North Dakota, but I also see the economic gains that are having effect throughout the entire state. And that's why it's important for a guy to be able to come into Congress, know the district, know the entire state well, and be able to hit the ground running.
By the way, I meant to ask you this first, but there's a bunch of breaking news this morning about suspicious packages. Some of the media are calling them bombs, addressed to former First Lady Hillary Clinton, as well as former President Barack Obama. There's now another report that CNN offices in New York City have been evacuated over a suspicious package. And there also obviously was one earlier this week at the home of George Soros. What's your reaction to this?
This is just unacceptable. I don't know what's being driven, but there's a common denominator. These people are involved in politics, and this country has taken politics to a new level, and that's not the place that we believe. You can disagree with somebody, but you can be civil about it. But the idea, I don't know why these are being driven. I don't know, maybe these are could be political. It could be that these people are famous. But we've got to make sure we take caution. But if anybody that out there trying to do something like that, this is not the way the country works. And please, for everybody to be safe.
We're also watching closely this caravan coming up from Central America and what's happening there. First of all, you think this is politically motivated? Do you think this is intended to, impact the elections? And you mentioned the potential political nature of those things, and given who they're going to, that's a fair statement. Is this the same fair to say about this caravan?
I'm not sure, but it could be. Because one thing, you can't put a caravan like this together without resources and others. And there's questions about the timing, but why is it being encouraged and what is happening here? It also goes to the core of what we need to have. We have to have a secure border. And our laws immigration laws need to be fixed. Because how it works today, if somebody from Mexico comes across the border illegally, they're sent back to Mexico. But if you come from any other country, you stay in America and you get what is called a catch and release. And from that perspective, people are able to just stay here. That's a real challenge. I'm one who believes in legal immigration through, but I'm very concerned. So I had introduced a bill that says build the wall, enforce the law. And what he'll do, and this is a concern I have even in this caravan, how many of them are gang members? Because we find that so many time again, MS-13. There's a real challenge here in the number of cities across America that have sanctuary law. And that's one of the elements we deal with in this bill. You know, San Francisco today allows illegals to vote in school boards. And so it's really a big contrast in this election going forward. One party wants to have open borders. And my fear is if Congress was to flip, how big will the caravan grow on November 7th to come up and come into America? Look, we are one of the most generous nations in the world when it comes to immigration, but that's legal. And we are a country that lives under a rule of law. And if you break down society, you're breaking the rule of law, and that is not helpful to anyone.
So, many of us are frustrated. This has taken as long as it has. Donald Trump obviously is president largely because he sensed the American public's wishes on this and said, build the wall. We got $1.6 billion allocated, but that's a drop in the bucket to getting the wall done. Why has it taken so long?
Well, this is a challenge. This is a problem with the Senate. The House has been able to pass legislation. We have $5 billion in for this year. What my bill does a forward advance of the appropriations. So you already get the full 25 you'll need, but you'll get five a year because you'll finish it out, but you won't have to worry about coming back. You know, we've started building some of that wall that we've given money for down in California, and it makes a fundamental difference. I was just down touring in El Paso. This is where the ICE started, and it's one of the the Border Patrol. And when the Border Patrol started there, that's what they say where the legend started. It fundamentally changed that city. That city is the safest city in any city that has 500,000 people. And what happened was they have a wall there. It protects. And it still allows, because you have the different openings, for legal immigration across, for commerce back and forth. that's the way countries work together, but more importantly, the way society stays strong.
Would it make sense to have the president declare a national emergency and use defense spending just to expedite the building of the wall?
Well, that is one idea. When we go back in November, right after the election here in 2 weeks, the right time is we have an appropriation process, and this is the element of the appropriation of the time to take it up. So he wouldn't have to if we just do our job and fund the resources needed.
Kevin McCarthy's with us, House Majority Leader, for a few more minutes. We're going to go into a lightning round so we can get everything in here in the few minutes we have left. Congressman Kevin Cramer in his weekly talk radio town hall for a full hour with your calls coming up next hour. And we're also going to talk to Steve Schwann about the fun event coming up November 8th in Bismarck, the annual military veteran appreciation meal. We'll tell you how to get tickets for all that minutes away. So let's give me your current up-to-the-second read on the on the results of the election. Is there a blue wave? Is there a red wave? Are you a speaker in the next session of Congress? What's going to happen?
What's going to happen is there's not a blue wave. It could be a tornado that's touched down in a certain place. The Senate is going to add seats to the Republican seats to the Senate. Kevin Cramer is going to become a senator. I'm going to miss him in the House, but I'm going to like the idea to have him there. Kelly's going to win in the House. Republicans are going to keep the House. We're going to have a smaller majority because we have too many retirements. But also, Bloomberg gave them $80 million to try to win the House, so that's a real challenge for us. A Republican will become Speaker, and that will be decided after the election. Look, one thing.
Given the fact that you're in the battle that you're in, do you look back and say the messaging should have been different? Here's what I scratch my head at. Every indicator economically is up, right? I mean, the economy's up, the wages are up, unemployment's down. I mean, you've got so many things that are doing, incredible. Bill Clinton, the economy's stupid, right? Well, so why is that message not busting through? Why is this a tough race?
It is. It's busting through in some way, but it's because the division within our country. But the country is so divided, it's not even looking at that it's the best economy we've had in more than 50 years. Do you know America just got rated the most competitive country in the world, number one? We have not been there in more than a decade. Unemployment in the last 49 years has only been below 4%, 9 months in those 49 years, and four of those 9 months we just lived through. There are more jobs being offered than people actually looking for. We should be winning big. A couple different problems. One, people have never gotten over the last election for president, so people are upset. Two, there are more than 41 retirements from a House Republican. That makes it a little more challenging. Three, Soros, Tom Steyer, and Michael Bloomberg have all given like $100 million to try to win the House. Those are all things we're up against. But if you really want to look at results versus a different resistance, because you would not have this economy if it weren't for the Republicans, because there was not one Democrat in the House nor in the Senate that voted for that tax bill.
I have 45 seconds.
We are now competitive.
I have about 45 seconds for your answer on this. One issue that Heidi Heitkamp has used repeatedly against Kevin Cramer is that he was not for pre-existing conditions, using the effort to reform Obamacare as a blunt force instrument politically. What do you say to her that you and him are not for pre-existing conditions?
Not true. I know Kevin Cramer. I know myself. I know what we voted on. I know what we worked for. Think about this. The person that offered to you that if you liked your health care, you can keep it. What about those millions of people that haven't? The idea that your own businesses, that people have lost their jobs because they couldn't have a 40-hour work week anymore because what Obamacare did. What we simply did was we voted to repeal Obamacare, lower the health care costs, but improve the quality. I know what the Democrats are trying to say, because what they don't want you to see is what they're really for, government-run health care, that every senior that's on Medicare is going to go bankrupt.
Kevin,
55% of them, yes, sir.
Kevin McCarthy, House Majority Leader. We're out of time, unfortunately, but really enjoyed it. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Look forward to talking again. Good luck. Countdown's on.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land in Dunn, Stark, Wells, Botno, and Ward counties in North Dakota, and an excellent farm equipment retirement auction near Steele, North Dakota, featuring Case IH and John Deere loader tractors, Featherlight stock trailer, livestock feeders, single and double axle trucks, and numerous tillage and planting equipment. Call Piper's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Piper's.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table, all natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Dakota, can you feel it? I can feel it every darn day. It's so awesome. It's in every corner of the state as well. Energy production happens largely western North Dakota, but I'm telling you, the energy comes everywhere. The surge of support, because the folks, for instance, at the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Energy of North Dakota, they're about using the talent and resources here wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighborhoods everywhere. Proving that commerce and communities can work together for the good of all. It's all happening now. The Energy of North Dakota, .com. A lot of great stories there. Because North Dakota's oil and natural gas supply is helping meet America's demand. Energy of North Dakota, .com. just thought of something. We should, obviously when we're talking to the different folks that we're talking to on the program, we don't necessarily zero in on one issue. Like, for instance, with Kevin McCarthy there, the House leader, we're talking to him all kinds of things. Schedule Ron Ness and talk a little bit about, the issues they're watching, what they're concerned about. You know, I know they're part of that coalition against Measure One is, the coalition for Measure One is a bunch of people from California and Massachusetts and literally a handful of people in North Dakota who really just are very, very liberal, very Democrat, very, very much want to, change the results of past elections. They don't like who you voted for, so they want to try and change that. The coalition against Measure One is humongous. I mean, everything from the ACLU to the GNDC, the North Dakota Petroleum Council, the Catholic Conference, it's Farm Bureau. It's unbelievable. Ag groups, energy groups, all of them. So it reminds me, we'll get Ron Ness on, talk a little bit about the election from an energy perspective. All the issues you care about as we took that poll for the next 2 weeks. One issue I think we all can agree on. This might be a Republican and Democrat, we 100% agree, although politicians would find a way to argue about who's done more. But just the fact that do we agree on this? We ought to honor our veterans. We ought to take care of our veterans. We ought to celebrate our veterans. Want to throw our arm around them if we can. Want to buy them a meal when we can. Absolutely. And Steve Schwann at Schwann Buick does this wonderful military veteran appreciation meal in concert with lots of friends and sponsors. And we're going to be there November 8th for this. Tickets are now available, so they sell out. You got to get them in advance. That's why we want to get some details on that today with Steve Schwann. Hey, Steve, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. Great morning to be here, and it's a great time to be talking about our 8th annual Veterans Feed at the Bismarck Men and Elks Club, November 8th. I know you guys are going to be coming. It's going to be your first time, but we're really excited about having you. This thing started out 8 years ago with Bruce Benz from Capital RV and myself, and it's growing to this year we have 1,500 tickets available. And it's a fantastic meal that is served turkey with all the trimmings. All the veterans have to do are the sheriff or police or ambulance personnel, firefighters, is to go to one of our sponsors, which is Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, Quality Inn, Action Movers, Capital RV Centers, Wells Fargo, Northwest Contracting, and stop by, show your military ID, and you can get up to 2 tickets for yourself and a spouse or a friend and attend it. There's 3 time slots from 10:30 to 11:30, 11:30 to 12:30, and 12:30 to 1:30, and it's a great time. You'll see a lot of your friends, and, of course, they're going to get to see you and Todd there, which is going to be a lot of fun. You're going to really enjoy it.
It will be my first time. Todd's like the furniture over at the Elks Club. He's just part of the, he just blends right in. He's there so often, but I get to go there for the first time, so I'm kind of fired about it. And I think Steve Herman from Action Movers called me last year to berate me for not being there. I forget where I was, somewhere across
right,
the
yeah,
food plane.
Of course, I don't know if I missed Action Movers has got the tickets also, and Steve's he's a vet himself there, and of course we have the table set up and we just really look forward to this every year. My employees and every one of the sponsors' employees come and help serve the meals. And it's just a great time to see the people every year. After 8 years, you get to know the people, and it's a lot of fun, just a lot of camaraderie there.
And what are you serving?
We're serving turkey with all the trimmings.
So right in
and
the
fantastic.
Right in the perfect holiday meal mode there. That sounds
The Elks just do a fantastic job for us there, and we've just really been excited. And again, we pushed this up to 1,500. We had 1,200 tickets last year that went out very fast, and we said, well, we can do a little bit better, so we went 300 extra. So I advise people, the veterans and the military and the ambulance people, sheriff, police, and everybody, come into one of these great sponsors and pick up your tickets, and let's enjoy a great meal and have a good time.
Thanks for doing it. We'll see you on the 8th. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm really excited about seeing you guys there. It's going to be a lot of fun. I think we'll have a lot of people that we'll talk to. And again, that'll be after the election, which is good, and we can just keep on moving.
Exactly right. Exactly. We'll vote on the big question. Gravy or stuffing, or I don't know. We'll find out some kind of thing to argue about.
It's crazy. I've got it down after 8 years. How many people like the stuffing? How many people don't like the stuffing? Even the cranberries. I've got that all down.
White meat, dark meat. We'll have some good battles there.
It comes in all sizes and shapes. It's great. Yeah, good time. Exactly. And I'll be looking forward to seeing you guys.
Okay, Steve, thank you. That's Steve Schwann from Schwann Buick Cadillac GMC. Everybody involved in their great, great event. Let me squeeze Jeff and Williston in here. What's on your mind? Jeff.
Hey, Scott, thanks for having me on there. I appreciate it. Yes, sir.
And yesterday was the anniversary of the Marine barracks bombing in Beirut, Lebanon, October 23rd, 1983, with 241 Marines were killed. And I'd just like to ask all my fellow Americans to say a prayer for them.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. You know, it's easy to forget when you get a few days away, even a few days, let alone years. But that was awful and absolutely awful. And foreign policy considerations, I think, pushed us to respond in an inadequate way. And that continued into the Clinton years with the embassy bombings. No more. No more. Thanks, Jeff. Take care.
Thank you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hill. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Comer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.